American Language Course, Book 14, Tape 3C. Hello. Please look at the activities for Tape 3C. Look at Figure 1. Listen to a paragraph and then write the topic. Listen. Number 1. There are many days when we give gifts in the United States. Probably the most important is Christmas, when almost everybody gives some kind of present to families and friends. In February, on Valentine's Day, we give gifts of cards, flowers, or candy to persons we like. We also give gifts to people on their birthdays, and married couples give each other gifts on the anniversaries of their weddings. We often take a present to someone who has moved into a new home, too, and we always give a gift to a new baby. There are many times during a year to give presents to our families and friends. Now, write the topic. Your answer should be something like, giving gifts in the United States. Listen to another paragraph and write the topic. Number 2. There are many farms in the United States, but the middle part of the country has the best land for farms. It's flat, and the dirt is very, very good. Many farmers in that part of the country grow wheat. Some raise animals and crops. The farmers help each other at planting time and at harvest time. They help each other build barns, fix fences, and take care of the farm animals. Farming is hard work, but most farmers wouldn't change jobs with anyone. Write the topic. Your answer should be something like, farming in the United States. Now look at Figure 2. Listen to a sentence. Change the sentence like the example. Listen. You must report before 0700 hours. Write. You mustn't report after 0800 hours. Now listen and write. Number 1. Nan must turn on State Street. Number 2. Hank could talk to the captain. Number 3. I would like to stay at home today. Number 4. Betty has to help wash the dishes this evening. Number 5. Tom is going to work late tonight. Number 6. Sergeant Drake must give the report. Number 7. Ned's going to stay home today. Number 8. Jane will write her family tomorrow. Number 9. Pete has to go to the BX today. Number 10. Brad must see his instructor this afternoon after the test. He can't see him before the test. Let's check your sentences. Listen and repeat. Number 1. Nan mustn't turn on Main Street. She must turn on State Street. Number 2. Hank couldn't talk to the sergeant. He could talk to the captain. Number 3. I wouldn't like to go downtown today. The weather is too bad. Number 4. You don't have to help wash the dishes this evening. It's Betty's turn to help. Number 5. John isn't going to work late tonight. He'll be home early. Number 6. Sergeant Drake mustn't give the report before noon. The captain doesn't want it before lunch. Number 7. Ned doesn't have to go to school today. It's Sunday. Number 8. Jane won't write her family this evening. She'll write them tomorrow. Number 9. Ned doesn't have to go to the BX today. He can go tomorrow. Number 10. Brad mustn't see his instructor this morning. He must see him this afternoon. Thank you. Look at figure 3. Listen to a paragraph. Write the main idea. Listen. Number 1. What is a good soldier? A good soldier is a person who is always ready to do his job. He believes in rules and works hard to obey them. He knows that training is important, and he's always ready to learn how to use new weapons or how to do a new job. He doesn't mind getting up early in the morning or working late at night. He knows it's important to keep his body in good shape, so he exercises regularly and eats food that is good for him. But most of all, a good soldier is someone who believes in his country and works to make his country as good as it can be. Now, write the main idea. Listen to the second paragraph. Number 2. When men and women go into the military today, they have very difficult training schedules. There's something for them to do almost every minute of the day. They don't have much time to call their own. They have their military training time, then medical and dental appointments, classroom time, study time, exercise time, time for meals, and time to clean and take care of their barracks or dorms. The training schedule is difficult, but it helps prepare the new military men and women for their careers ahead of them. Now, write the main idea. Let's take a look at your answers. The main idea of the first paragraph is that a good soldier is someone who believes in his country and works hard to make his country as good as it can be. The main idea of the second paragraph is that difficult training schedules help prepare military men and women for their careers. Talk about what you wrote with your instructor after lab. Now, look at figure 4. Listen to dialogues and then circle A, B, or C to best complete the statement. Number 1. What are you looking for, Helen?
Oh, I dropped a quarter.
Number 2. The lights just went out, Iris.
Here, let me light this till they come back on.
Number 3. I hope you like it, Jill.
I can hardly wait to see what it is.
Number 4. I hope you have many more, Kay.
Thanks, but I don't really like getting older.
Number 5.
Did you ask the Wilsons?
Yes, they should be here soon. Number 6. Okay, Mindy. They're all lit.
I'll try to get them all out at one time.
Number 7. Have a piece, Nan. It's good.
No, thanks. I'm on a diet.
Number 8. I'll use it this hour, Grace.
Okay, I'll be ready to use it the next hour.
Let's check your answers. Number 1 is A. Repeat. Helen is looking underneath the chair. Number two is B. Repeat. Iris is lighting a candle. Number three is A. Repeat. Jill is opening a gift. Number four is C. Repeat. K is having a birthday. Number five is C. Repeat. The Wilsons are coming over soon. Number six is B. Repeat. Mindy is blowing out candles. Number seven is A. Repeat. Nan is turning down a piece of cake. Number eight is C. Repeat. Greg and Grace are taking turns at work. Look at figure five. First, listen to the paragraph. Then, listen to the paragraph again and write the missing words as you hear them. Then, listen to the paragraph the third time and check your answers. Now, listen. Ralph will start college next week. He's going to study music. He has to get there early to get his schedule and buy his books. He must meet his teachers, too. He could meet them the day classes start, but he would rather meet them early. He knows he's going to enjoy college. He'll have to study hard, but that doesn't frighten him. He knows he should do that. Now, listen to the paragraph again. This time, write the missing words as you hear them. Listen. Ralph will start college next week. He's going to study music. He has to get there early to get his schedule and buy his books. He must meet his teachers, too. He could meet them the day classes start, but he would rather meet them early. He knows he's going to enjoy college. He'll have to study hard, but that doesn't frighten him. He knows he should do that. Listen to the paragraph again. Check your work and fill in any missing words. Listen. Ralph will start college next week. He's going to study music. He has to get there early to get his schedule and buy his books. He must meet his teachers, too. He could meet them the day classes start, but he would rather meet them early. He knows he's going to enjoy college. He'll have to study hard, but that doesn't frighten him. He knows he should do that. You can see the paragraph you heard on page 65. This is the end of tape 3C, book 14.